Episode 68 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Welcome! Today in Leviticus chapter 8, Aaron and his sons are ordained as priests. In Matthew chapter 20, Jesus tells a parable about some resentful employees. We'll read from the New Life Version. Leviticus chapter 8. The Lord said to Moses, "Take Aaron and his sons and the clothing, the oil for holy use, the bowl for the sin gift, the two rams, and the basket of bread without yeast, and gather together all the people at the door of the meeting tent." So Moses did just as the Lord told him. The people were gathered together at the door of the meeting tent. Moses said to the people, "This is what the Lord has said to do." Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. He dressed him with the coat, the belt, the long piece of clothing, and the linen vest. He tied the well-made rope of the linen vest to keep his clothing in place. Then he put the breastpiece on him, and he put the Urim and the Thummim into the breastpiece. He put the head covering on his head, and on the front of it he put the gold plate, the holy crown, just as the Lord had told Moses. Then Moses took the oil for holy use and poured it on the meeting tent and all that was in it, and made them holy. He put some of it on the altar 7 times. He poured this oil on the altar and all its objects and the washing pot and its base to make them holy. And he poured some of the oil for holy use on Aaron's head to make him holy. Then Moses had Aaron's sons come near and dress them with coats, belts, and head coverings, just as the Lord had told Moses. Moses brought the bull of the sin gift. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the bull of the sin gift. Then Moses killed it. He took some of the blood and put it around on the horns of the altar with his finger to make the altar clean. He poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar to make it holy. He took all the fat that was on the inside parts and the part that was on the liver and the 2 kidneys and their fat, and Moses burned them on the altar. But the bull and its skin, its meat and its waste, he burned in the fire away from the tents, just as the Lord had told Moses. Moses brought the ram of the burnt gift, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the sheep. Then Moses killed it and put the blood around on the altar. He cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burned the head, the pieces, and the fat. After he had washed the inside parts and the legs with water, Moses burned the whole ram on the altar. It was a burnt gift for a pleasing smell. It was a gift by fire to the Lord, just as the Lord had told Moses. Then Moses brought the ram for setting them apart. Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram, and Moses killed it, took some of its blood, and put it on the bottom of Aaron's right ear, the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe of his right foot. Then he had Aaron's sons come near. Moses put some of the blood on the bottom of their right ear, the thumb of their right hand, and the big toe of their right foot. Then Moses put the rest of the blood around on the altar. He took the fat tail, all the fat that was on the inside parts, the part that is on the liver, the 2 kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh. From the basket of bread made without yeast that was before the Lord, he took 1 loaf without yeast and 1 loaf of bread mixed with oil and 1 piece of hard bread, and he put them on the fat parts and the right thigh. He put all these on the hands of Aaron and his sons, and waved them for a wave gift before the Lord. Then Moses took these things from their hands and burned them on the altar with the burnt gift. It was a gift to set them apart. It was a pleasing smell, a gift by fire to the Lord. Moses took the breast of the ram also. He gave it as a wave gift before the Lord. It was Moses' part of the ram for setting Aaron and his sons apart, just as the Lord had told Moses. Moses took some of the oil for holy use and some of the blood that was on the altar. He put it on Aaron and his clothing and on his sons and their clothing. So Aaron and his clothing and his sons and their clothing were set apart. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons, "Boil the meat at the door of the meeting tent and eat it there with the bread which is in the basket that was set apart as an offering. Just as I said, Aaron and his sons will eat it. Burn in the fire what is left of the flesh and the bread. Do not go outside the door of the meeting tent for 7 days until the time is over for you to be set apart. For it will take 7 days to set you apart. The Lord has told us to do what has been done today to take away your sins. Stay day and night at the door of the meeting tent for 7 days. Do what the Lord has told you to do so you will not die, for this is what I've been told. So Aaron and his sons did all that the Lord had told them to do by Moses. Matthew chapter 20. For the holy nation of heaven is like the owner of a grape field. He went out early in the morning to hire workmen to work in his grape field. He promised to give them a day's pay, and then sent them to his grape field. Later in the morning, he went to the center of town where people gather. He saw men standing there doing nothing. He said to them, "You go to my grape field and work also. Whatever is right, I will pay you." And they went. Again, he went out about noon and at 3 o'clock and did the same thing. About 5 o'clock, he went out and still found others doing nothing. He asked them, "Why do you stand here all day and do nothing?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said, "Go to my grape field and work. Whatever is right, I will pay you." When evening came, the owner of the grape field said to the boss of the workmen, "Call the workmen, give them their pay. Start with the last ones hired and go to the first ones hired." The workmen who had been hired at 5 o'clock came up. Each one of them got a day's pay for his work. When the workmen who had been hired the first thing in the morning came, they thought they would get more, but each one got a day's pay. After they received it, they talked against the owner. They said, "The last workmen hired have only worked 1 hour. You have given to them the same as to us. We have worked hard through the heat of the day." But he said to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me when I promised to pay you a day's pay? Take your pay and go. I want to give the last ones hired the same as I have given you. Do I not have the right to do what I want to do with my own money? Does your eye make you want more because I am good?" So those who are last will be first, and the first will be last. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he talked also to the 12 followers by the side of the road. He said, "Listen, we are going up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the religious leaders and to the teachers of the law. They will say that he must be put to death. They will hand him over to the people who do not know God. They will make fun of him and will beat him. They will nail him to a cross. 3 days later, he will be raised to life." The mother of Zebedee's children, James and John, came to Jesus with her sons. She got down on her knees before Jesus to ask something of him. He said to her, "What do you want?" She said, "Say that my 2 sons may sit, one at your right side and one at your left side, when you are king." Jesus said to her, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to take the suffering that I am about to take? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They said, "Yes, we are able." He said to them, "You will suffer as I will suffer, but the places at my right side and my left side are not mine to give. Whoever my Father says will have those places." The other 10 followers heard this. They were angry with the 2 brothers. Jesus called them to him and said, "You know how the kings of the nations show their power to the people. Important leaders use their power over the people. It must not be that way with you. But whoever wants to be great among you, let him care for you. Whoever wants to be the first among you, let him be your servant. For the Son of Man came not to be cared for. He came to care for others. He came to give his life so that many could be bought by his blood and made free from the punishment of sin." As they went away from the city of Jericho, many people followed him. 2 blind men were sitting by the side of the road. They called out when they heard that Jesus was going by. They said, "Lord, take pity on us, Son of David." Many people spoke sharp words to them. They told the blind men not to call out, but they called all the more, "Lord, take pity on us, Son of David." Jesus stopped and called them. He asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind men said to Jesus, "Lord, we want our eyes opened." Jesus had loving pity on them and put his hands on their eyes. At once they could see, and they followed Jesus. May God bless the reading of His Word. Hey, for those of you in the U.S., how was your Memorial Day weekend? As you probably noticed, I took a few days off. As is our custom in my household, many of the relatives came over on Memorial Day for fun, food, fellowship, and frolicking in our swimming pool. I didn't take a count, but as I was thinking about it, we had about 25 or 30 people over here, and I think everybody had a great time. That was Monday. On Sunday, after church, we had a baptism in our pool, which was awesome. It was the first time that our pool was used for baptism, and it was really great to finally have one here because this is something for which I built the pool. And this baptism was especially appropriate for this specific weekend because the one being baptized is an active duty member of the Army. It was really great. What did you do for the weekend? You might remember that I talked to you a bit on the last episode about a fundraiser that my son Steven's girlfriend, Taryn, has organized to help us deal with the really heavy medical bills that are coming in as a result of the emergency colon removal he had in January, and the upcoming bills that will follow his next two surgeries. Well, Taryn has started a crowdfunding campaign at GoFundMe.com. If you would like to help us in some small way, no gift is too small, please use the special URL StephenWeb.net, and that's Stephen with a V, two B's in Web. The first day we used this URL, it went to the Facebook page that Taryn set up for donations. Now it goes to Stephen's page at GoFundMe.com, so if you don't have a Facebook account, it doesn't matter. You can get to this page. Honestly, every dollar is appreciated and is helpful. If you've been blessed at all by the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible or any of the LifeSpring shows over the years, please consider helping us cover Stephen's medical bills. StephenWeb.net. Thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.